This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. CPN Maui Center Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda underlines the need for proceeding with communist unification based on policies and ideologies. Experts say eye-related problems increasing due to lifestyle factors, environmental impacts and excessive use of technology. Couple dies from electric shock while charging an electric rickshaw in Saptari. And nearly one-third of Gaza's population facing severe hunger crisis. Now the news in detail. Chairperson of CPN Maui Center Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has underlined the need for proceeding with the communist unification based on policies and ideologies. During his address to a program held marking the centennial birth anniversary and 47th death anniversary of Pushpalal, the founder of Nepal Communist Party today, the former Prime Minister spoke of the possibility of a meaningful unification among the left forces that are against crony capitalism. Also speaking at the program, respected leader of CPN Unified Socialist Halnath Khanal also pressed the need for right thoughts and policies for the communist unity. The two leaders also collectively launched a book entitled Nirvasan, centered on the life cycle of Pushpalal by Lok Krishna Bhattrai. Experts advise caution in case of eye issues, including burning, stinging, redness or a blurry sensation in eyes, as those may be the symptoms of dry eye. Dr. Vandana Khanal, a senior ophthalmologist and head of the refractive surgery unit at Tilganga Eye Hospital, said dry eye problems are increasing daily, largely due to current lifestyle patterns, environmental effects and excessive use of technology. According to Dr. Khanal, dry eye refers to a condition where the eyes either do not produce enough tears or the tears evaporate too quickly. Symptoms can include burning sensations, a gritty or sandy feeling, itchiness, redness and blurred vision. Dr. Khanal recommends following the 20-25 minutes rule and take a short break every 20 to 25 minutes and look at distance for a while and consciously blink at least 20 to 25 times. If symptoms appear, lubricating eye drops can be used as per medical consultation. A couple was electrocuted while charging city rickshaw in Rupani Rural Municipality 2 in Paua of Saptari on Saturday. Police inspector of the district police office, Kumar Rai, said 45-year-old Baleshwar Khang Mandal and his 42-year-old wife Ram Kumari Khang were electrocuted while charging an electric rickshaw. Police inspector said the husband got electrocuted first while trying to charge the rickshaw at their own home, and the wife also caught electric shocks when she went to rescue him. Police said both of them died on the spot. Nepali Congress leader and former chief of Gandaki province, Prithviman Gurung, passed away today at his private residence. He was 76 years old. The former Nepali Congress president in Chitwan, Gurung had been appointed the chief of Gandaki province on the 27th of July in 2021 and remained on the post till 14th of March in 2024. According to Nepali Congress central member Tek Prasad Gurung, a resident of Bharatpur Metropolis 26, Gurung had also served as the chair of Nawalparasi Land Commission. Born in 2006 Bikram Sambat at Luanghalel of Matapusre Rural Municipality in Kaski, he later migrated to Chitwan. He had been battling cancer for a long time. His last rites are scheduled for Sunday as the grieving family is awaiting the arrival of his son from abroad. Gurung is survived by his spouse and youngest son, while his eldest son had already passed away. President Ramchandra Pawadel and Nepali Congress leaders, along with political leaders, paid tribute to Gurung. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithi Subbagurung said that artificial intelligence AI, when democratized, is not just a tool but a global economic force, adding that its dividends in productivity and innovation must reach all societies. Addressing the high-level meeting on global AI governance at the World Artificial Intelligence Conference 2025 in Shanghai, China on Saturday, Minister Gurung said Nepal is committed to open-source collaboration and ethical AI entrepreneurship and called on governments, academia and industry to work together for equitable AI development. He said Nepal was entering a defining phase of technological transformation and added that Nepal's national AI policy was in its final stage of approval. According to Minister Gurung, Nepal strongly supports the UN-led multilateral AI governance mechanism, principles of open cooperation, non-militarization and human rights protection, and the meaningful representation of Global South voices in setting global AI norms. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हर एक दिन को लागि सबै पाक यही पाए जहाँ जहाँ कनेक्टेड रहोस् इन्टरनेट मसाप गर्नुस्
डेटा वॉइस एसएमएस
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *14# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
वेलकम ब्याक. नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज. The Armed Police Force APF in Sidaha today arrested an Indian national in possession of 1 million rupees, the source of which remains unverified. He was apprehended from Hospital Chowk in Lahan 3. The arrested has been identified as Rahul Kumar of around 24 years old from Madhubani district in India. According to AFP Superintendent of Police Naresh Pandari, Kumar was apprehended by an APF squad from its Lahan security base camp while he was travelling by bus from Inarwa to Lahan. Until the filing of the report, preparations were underway to hand over the suspect along with the confiscated cash to the customs office for further investigation. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Almost a third of people in Gaza are not eating for days, the United Nations Food Aid Agency told AFP on Friday, saying the crisis has reached new and astonishing levels of desperation. The Rome-based World Food Programme WFP had previously warned of a critical risk of famine in war-raged Gaza, over which international condemnation of Israel's action has been going on. A WFP statement states nearly one person in three is not eating for days and malnutrition is surging, with 90,000 women and children in urgent need of treatment. 470,000 people are expected to face catastrophic hunger, the most critical category under the UN's Integrated Food Security Phase classification, between May and September this year. Aid groups have warned of surging numbers of malnourished children in Gaza, which Israel placed under an aid blockade in March amid its war with Hamas. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mostly cloudy across the hilly regions of Koshi province and other parts of the country, while the rest of the country will experience partly cloudy conditions. There is also a possibility of moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning in some areas of the hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as in a few places in the hilly regions of the remaining provinces and at one or two places in the Tarai regions. Additionally, windy conditions are likely in the Tarai areas of Madhesh and Lumbini provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CPN Mavi Center Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda underlines the need for proceeding with communist unification based on policies and ideologies. Experts say eye-related problems increasing due to lifestyle factors, environmental impacts and excessive use of technology. Couple dies from electric shock while charging an electric rickshaw in Saptari. And nearly one-third of Gaza's population facing severe hunger crisis. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.